All right, what's up, you guys? Welcome to the Sports and Medicine Broadcast, episode 37, Hands On, Not Hands Out, for December 12th, 2000 today. I am your host, Jeremy Jackson, and with me today, right now, is only Monica, but the rest of my students are going to be coming in. But we are joined by Miss Kathleen Webb from Springwoods High School and her sports medicine students. Is this your Sports Medicine 1 or 2 class?
Sports Medicine 2.
Let me turn it up just. All right, so this is Kathleen's Sports Medicine 2 class, and so they're going to be telling us some about some of the cool stuff that they do there. Can you hear the, sounds like wind blowing?
Yeah, we've got feedback, but we don't have anything causing that in the classroom right now, so I don't know what it is.
I don't know either. That's okay. We can work around it. It's just one of those things that when you're working with Skype. So, all right, before I get too far into this, let me go ahead and get started with you guys. How many kids you have in there?
We have 12 students, and there's 11 here today.
So you got 12 students, and how many are we going to be talking with?
All of them.
All of them? All right. Fantastic. So I know that Kathleen's students are on today's meet, and they're already started. The social stream, I have that up here, so if you want to do on the social stream, I'm there. The today's meet is todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast, so you can check that out, ask questions of them, ask questions of us, and go from there. All right, so are we going to be talking with you guys like one-on-one, or is it everybody's going to have a chance to answer?
We were going to let everyone have a chance to answer, so whenever you guys had a question, then these guys will interject with the answer that they think seems appropriate.
All right, so the kids right there in your Sports Medicine 2 class, are they juniors, seniors, freshmen, sophomore, or all of them?
They are sophomore, junior, seniors.
Sophomore, junior, seniors. How many of those kids are you in your athletic training or your student trainers?
Four.
Four of them are student trainers? All right, very cool. So those students that are not in the athletic training period, what are your plans dealing with sports medicine after high school? So whenever you do this, just introduce yourself. Say, I'm so-and-so. I plan to do this. I took sports medicine because of this, that kind of thing. So who's up first?
Jeremy, can you see us?
Yeah, I can see you guys. I see he's lifting up a box in the back there.
So they want to show you one of the 3D facilities that they've built. Right now, they are currently working on a budget for this facility, a wish list for this facility, and they'll have to give an itemized budget as their final. So this is one of the projects. You'll see everything labeled. The elevator really works. There are taping tables, AEDs, treadmills. So in Sports 1, they draw a blueprint. In Sports 2, they actually build it.
All right, so your Sports Medicine 1 and 2, those are each full-year classes?
Yes.
All right, so they kind of worked on this last year and then built it all and put it together this year?
Yes.
All right, so are all of your Sports Medicine 2 students required to go through Sports Medicine 1 before? All right, so everybody would have drawn the blueprint for their facility?
Well, one exception is that they went through HOSA. And so I do have one student in here that went through HOSA. And she's an athletic training student, so she did not draw the blueprint. So she kind of had to start with that first before she built it.
All right, so the elevator that actually works, is it battery-powered or is it just manual?
It's manual.
Who are we going to talk to next? I think, are you sitting right by the computer, Ms. Webb?
Yes, I'm right behind it.
All right, so I can hear you real well, so I think whoever is going to be speaking next needs to come up closer to the computer, and then that way we can hear them well, because I was having a lot of trouble hearing the last guy.
Okay, so I'll have them stand up, so that way they're closer.
Okay. All right, so who are we going to be talking to with next?
The same question about medicine and if you're going to use it in the future.
All right, let's start off with what's your name?
Eduardo.
All right, Eduardo, what grade are you in?
See me, right?
Yeah, we can see. There you go. My kids are waving back. Like I said, my cameras, I don't know what's going on with them, so you guys can't see that on there.
Oh, so they can't
see us? No, yeah, the cameras are, I don't know what's going on. But, all right, Eduardo, what grade are you in?
I'm in 11th grade.
11th grade? All right, so are you an athletic trainer? You're an athlete?
Yes.
What do you play?
Cross country, track, and basketball.
All right, so why did you decide to take sports medicine?
To gain more information. Almost the same thing that Memo said, but, just an extra precaution, just to use it to help me in the future.
All right, so to use for the future. So on that same note, do you have any plans to pursue sports medicine into college or as a career? Or is this just something in high school?
I'm starting to enjoy it more, so it's come to mind to do that in college. Sure.
All right. Well, I know that there are quite a few people that were athletic trainers in college, student athletic trainers in college, but they were not in high school, and so it's not like it's an option if that's something that you wanted to do, but there's a lot of people that hang up their athletic shorts or shoes or whatever after high school and then move on to something different. So what is your favorite activity that you've done so far in sports medicine? One or two?
We made a candy heart or something. We made a heart out of Rice Krispie and Twizzlers. To me it was creative, so.
So you use Rice Krispies and Twizzlers to create a heart? So it's like a dissected heart through the a front and a back half. And then you can see are the Twizzlers sticking out? Those are the blood vessels?
Yes.
All right, very cool. So that's a really cool idea. We talked to somebody last week or 2 weeks ago about they use Rice Krispies to build a skeletal model of the foot, and they used Twizzlers or Laffy Taffy as the ligaments and tendons and stuff like that. So it's a lot of really cool ideas that we're getting, and hopefully I can use in my classroom. So maybe I'll have to get with Ms. Webb and get the lesson plan for that, make sure I got good instructions. So. All right, so I'm going to ask you about the Lion program. Okay, are you ready for that?
Sure.
All right, so we have no idea what that is, so why don't you give us an idea of what the Lion program is.
Okay, I'm Gabby, and the Lion program is we go over to the elementary school, and basically we plan a whole gym lesson for them, and we talk about nutrition, talk about bones, we talk about first aid, and then we also plan an activity that's based around that subject.
All right, so you go over to the elementary school. How often do y'all do this? I'm sorry?
Once a month.
Once a month you go over to elementary school, so you basically more or less spend a month planning, or a couple days out of the month planning your lesson that you're going to teach them, the activity that you're going to go with them?
Yeah, we procrastinate a little bit, so only a couple days that we plan it. And we're in groups, and we did. We have
Three or four in each group that teaches the lesson. Alright, so but does everybody go when y'all go to teach the lesson?
Yes, everyone goes.
Alright, so you're going over to the elementary school, teaching these little kids. What have you taught your lesson so far?
Yes, I was in the nutrition group.
The nutrition group. Alright, so give me like the 1 minute version of your lesson. Like, what would you guys, as high school juniors and seniors, teach elementary kids?
I was in the group with her, with Hope, and I'm Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
We basically taught them, fats, proteins, and sugars and carbs, And, like, we told them what they should have a lot of, what they should kind of moderate, and what they should have a little bit of. So then we played a game, and it was, like, we had fruit and vegetables, and then we had, like, the slow stuff and the stuff that they should have sometimes. And then they would, like, do an activity, and then they would tell us which one is which, and then they would keep going. And that's how they learned it.
All right, so do y'all have any sort of, like, quiz at the end of it?
Yeah, we would go over at the end, and we would ask you a few questions, and then we, like, gave everyone a little lunch thing of fruit snacks, water, and raisins.
So you didn't just throw out candy when you're teaching about nutrition? All right, well, that's cool. How did y'all, did the kids seem to enjoy it? They seem to have a lot of fun?
Yeah, but, like, they're fifth graders, so it's kind of challenging because they will challenge you, and they'll be like, oh, so how do you know this and how do you know that? And we're in high school, so we don't really have all the answers, but, like, it's a process, and every time we go, we learn more about it.
All right, so the people that get the draw for teaching the lesson towards the end of the year have the advantage of seeing it done like 4 or 5 times already, huh? All right, well, that's real cool. So what do you think you're going to be able to take away from going over to elementary schools and teaching?
Oh. Well, I know that I won't want to be a teacher. Like, I mean, it's fun and it's good to, like, interact and let them have some type of knowledge. I think they get a lot out of it, and so it's kind of like, it's enjoyment. I get enjoyment out of it. I don't feel like anybody else gets it.
All right, so let's, who was the hostess student there? Say that again. Your name is Hope. Yeah. It's just there's a lot of background noise, so it's kind of hard to hear. So no worries. So just try and speak loud so we can hear you. All right, Hope. You are a what? Junior, senior?
Senior.
You're a senior. All right. So how long have you been in the HOSA program or the Health Science Technology program? Sophomore year and junior year. Are you still in?
Well, I completed the program.
Okay, and so why did you choose to move on to sports medicine?
I still wanted to have the hands-on experience. So we went to the hospital and we got to see the patients and stuff. So I know that the health wing is in my future, so that's why I wanted to still keep learning my anatomy and still keep practicing.
All right, so this was the sports medicine you saw as an addition to your HOSA education. So you're not, like, just dropping HOSA and switching that to, like, training or sports medicine. You're saying this is a way to add on. All right, so what are kind of the differences you see between being in the health science or the HOSA program and the sports medicine?
I guess strict. I mean, not that Ms. Webb isn't, but HOSA was just like, yeah, it wasn't as hands-on. It was more serious, and the abbreviations were just like ongoing and like overload. But I mean, it's different because sports medicine focuses on sports and stuff, obviously. But it relates. They almost mesh sometimes. Ms. Webb is talking about hospital stuff. I know what she's talking about just because I've been to it and I go through it a lot. So it just adds on. It's HOSA was just more book work, more focused on hospital work, and then sports medicine is outside. It gives you like a variety.
All right. So on that note, do y'all go out to the athletic training room? Do y'all ever set up for practices or anything like that?
Not with this class, but since I'm an athletic training student, I do.
Okay, so the class doesn't ever do anything with in the athletic training room or outside of the classroom, right? Okay. Well, I have these sports medicine one students here with me today, and during football season, every Monday, we'll help set up the fields, because there's a lot to do, but it's also, if they're interested in sports medicine, that's one of the jobs that we have to do, so it's good for them to see that and get the experience and then realize, hey, I like it, or hey, I don't want to do this, so.
No, I don't want to be
We have, like, one day that we have to go out to observe one of the games. So even if they're not student athletic trainers, they still have to sign up to work a game with one of us on the sideline. So that gives them like an experience out in the field that they learn here.
All right, say that one more time. You said the sports medicine kids have to work one game with y'all as athletic trainers?
Yes, we're required to sign up for one game out of the football season. And so they get to see what Ms. Webb is talks about, even if they're not athletic training students.
I got you. And is that usually like a sub-varsity game, a JV freshman game, or the varsity game? Say that again.
For sports one is a sub-varsity game, and then for sports two is a varsity game.
All right, very cool. All right, well, thank you, Hope. All right, so Ms. Webb, I think we're going to move to asking you some questions. We're going to hopefully have my students here asking you questions too. So, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, so give us some of your background, where you're from, and that kind of thing.
Can you repeat it?
Can you give me some of your background, where you're from, what brought you here to Spring Woods, that kind of thing? Did you hear me that time?
Yeah, I was just thinking how long a story that is. In high school, I was an athlete. I had no idea what athletic training was. I then went to Stephen F. Austin, and I wanted to be pre-med or PA, and I took an athletic training elective and realized that it was really cool to be outside and not within the walls of a hospital. So I completely changed my major. I ended up with a bachelor's of biology health science. I applied to grad school and then started athletic training for my master's. And then right now I am currently working on my doctorate.
You're working on your doctorate of?
Athletic training.
All right. And then what are your plans with that?
I want to do research for the high school age athlete. So there's not a lot of research in dealing with the emotions of a minor, and that's what I want to look at.
Yeah, so that's an area that specifically interests you, is the emotions, so like sports
yes.
psychology type?
Yes.
All right, very interesting. And how far along are you on getting your doctorate?
I am currently in my second semester.
And is it a two-year, roughly?
Yes, two-year program.
All right, very cool, very cool.
What is your experience as an athletic trainer?
Could you be a little more specific?
All right, before I do this, let me introduce my students because they're now here. And all right, so, of course, I am Jeremy Jackson right here. Beside me as my co-host is?
Kaylin.
Priscilla.
Priscilla's on today's meet.
Crystal.
Susie.
Lorena.
Claudia.
Leslie.
And Monica is supposed to be doing the live stream, but the computer was acting crazy, and then Daisy's taking some pictures and stuff like that. So that way you guys have an idea of who you're talking to. I know you're not going to memorize those voices, but... All right, so we just kind of want to know, how long have you been an athletic trainer? And, you know, have you had any experience at any other levels, things like that?
I am currently in my fifth year at Spring Woods. This was my first job, and I love it, so I would never leave. And my only experience was grad school. So 7 years total.
All right. That will work. When you were in grad school, what team sports, whatever, did you work with?
I worked college track and field, college basketball, college baseball, college softball, and high school football.
All right, so that's quite a bit there in the, what, 2-3 years of grad school?
Yeah, since it was an accredited program, those were my long-term rotations.
Gotcha. Very.
I technically rotated through every sport, through a hospital, ortho clinic, anything you can imagine, but those were my long-term.
Tell us some of the activities you are really proud of with your sports medicine class.
So one of the things that we have started, and each year it gets a little more in-depth, is our Skeletoc. So it is basically a skeleton.
All right, so they got some announcements going on there. While they're waiting for their announcements to finish, and while we have this beautiful skeletal model in front of us, real quick, I talked to my students yesterday, but we received a grant to purchase Xbox Kinects for all 5 high schools, and so I'm pretty excited about that, and I'll hopefully talk about that more at the end, but I think their announcements are over. Are y'all ready, Ms. Webb?
Yes.
All right, so back to Ms. Webb.
So each student builds their own skeleton out of basically recycled goods. We start with the foot, and then we work up until they have an entire skeleton ending with a balloon-shaped head. And then we have a skeletoc, somewhat of a party, and they take their skeletoc home. So this lasts for the spring semester of Sports 1. And I would say probably the other thing that I'm the proudest of is Lions. Actually getting my high school kids over to the elementary and teaching the skills that they learned the previous year.
All right, so the skeletoc, where did you come up with the idea for that?
Well, as my students will probably nod and agree, I am not a textbook giver. I am not a worksheet giver. I get very bored, and I'm a hands-on learner. So when we start anatomy, I have them do palpation labs where they have to stick stickers all over their partners and physically palpate just like you do in college to find the different anatomical landmarks. But when I realized that that was actually working, Ms. Harrell, the other athletic trainer, and I were trying to think of ways to make it hands-on. And I had a whole bunch of socks that were given to me. And so the first year, all we had was a skeletoc leg. And then the next year, we figured out how to do the pelvis with recycled magazines. And then last year, we added the skeletoc arm and then the full skeleton. So I realized that the students actually learned better by building it, just like the 3D model.
I gotcha. So the students there, what has been your favorite part of the body of the skeleton to learn most interesting? Just make sure you speak loud so we can hear.
My favorite part is the knee, because I kind of have a bad knee, not bad, but kind of bad. And so, like, just to know what everything is and how it works. What goes where.
Alright, very cool. Very cool. The knee is relatively simple, I guess, in the fact that it doesn't move every which way, like the shoulder or the hip, but...
So, can you see the knee?
Yes, I can see. Looks like the muscles drawn, the kneecap. Looks like you got a blue...
Yeah, it's a kneecap or a patella, and then those would be your ligaments, so they can actually see. So we learn the orthopedic testing with the sock first before we practice on each other.
All right, so how is that, like a one sock that's just kind of tied up in the center there with stuffing in it?
Yes. So if you show it from the side, you can see the calcaneus. The anterior part of the sock is always bones, and the posterior part of the sock is always muscles. So you are missing quite a bit if you think about it anatomically, but it just got to where it was too messy.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. So that's pretty cool. So you use a knee-high sock, basically, to create a leg.
Yes, they're just old-school, like, basketball tube socks. Each student would need 2, one for the full leg and one for the full arm.
All right, so do you have all this stuff... kind of written down somewhere, instructions, or is it just all in your head?
No, it's written down. I start each day with a journal, and our journals are always about a sports or a medical topic. And so within that PowerPoint, I have all of my Stella thoughts, so I know what day we're doing what. It usually takes the student a 90-minute period with each Stella thought addition.
So to add on, so to draw it and to assemble it, the skeleton usually takes 90 minutes. So y'all are on block schedule there, I guess?
We are on block for 2 days, and we're on 7 periods for 3.
I gotcha. So the question is, do you have, like if I was to say, hey, Kathleen, can you email me the instructions for your skele-sock? Could you do that?
Yes, I could.
All right, very cool. So I'll be emailing you at some point asking for those ideas. And also, if you have some close-up pictures of the Rice Krispies heart, that'd be pretty cool to see, too, because we'll get to that. We've just started doing the foot, and my kids are drawing anatomical models of the foot. And so it'd be good for, as we move up the body, to have other ideas to use food because they love to eat. So.
Yes, so the Rice Krispie heart is done on Valentine's Day. So that you can actually give a physical heart to your sweetheart. And that came from when we do anatomical directions, we build marshmallow men. So we build little, looks like Ghostbusters marshmallow guy, and they have to be able to tell distal, proximal, you know, based on different landmarks. So that's what created the Rice Krispie heart. Then before we start, skele-sock, if you'll notice, so that's the marshmallow man. And then right below it, you'll see a picture of a desk. So I put shaving cream on everyone's desk, and that's how they learn to draw the foot, the hand, the different anatomical structures before we actually build it. And if you look over to the side, that's a palpation lab.
Palpation lab means that they put all those stickers on there, and then she said, touch, I don't know, maybe sticker A, and that's the fifth metatarsal or whatever, depending on how they...
Yeah, and you can even see the picture above, and that would be a palpation lab.
Does he have green and red stickers on his face?
Yes.
All right, so go back to the marshmallow man. Tell me how that works.
The actual marshmallow man is their final test for anatomical directions. We came up with the idea because Hosta likes to dissect potatoes, but you don't get to eat a potato. So we used Q-tips from the athletic training room and marshmallows because we don't have a budget, and that was really cheap. And then they actually have to draw fingers, toes, a face. And then it starts with put A on the left side of the chest. Put B distal to A, and that's how the test goes down.
All right, so they have to know the terms to complete the drawing.
Yes, so and I have lots of pictures of those. I've gotten some very interesting marshmallow people because some of my students like to eat the marshmallows before finishing the test, and so they're very very interesting.
All right, well that is. We've already gone through the anatomical terms, directions, and planes, and you know I had the kids acting it out, and you know we made a little YouTube video, but I think something like the marshmallows will help because some of them still struggle with the ideas. So that's a really good idea. All right, so real quick, Priscilla's got something from today's meeting.
Jerry said, "Do you have a project that you're proud of?"
All right, so what do you think, you guys? You have something that we've done so far that you guys like a lot? What is that?
The foot that we drew. Right. Oh, no. The skeleton that we did of Daisy, how we drew her, and we made her lay down, and we drew all the little parts of her.
That was fun.
Ours looked good. I think ours did.
All right, so what we did was we took a big old sheet of butcher paper and had one of the students lay down, and each team would trace and then draw inside of the outline, draw the skeleton, full skeleton, and then label the, you know, major bones. We didn't label every single bone, but You know, so then they kind of decorated it there and made it look cool. And so we had those hanging up on the wall outside. So that was pretty fun. And then right now what we're doing with the foot is we took a poster and drew a poster-sized foot skeleton. And then yesterday they put little pieces of paper to act or show the ligaments and tendons and stuff like that. And so you have the skeleton, and then on top of that you have the paper that shows the tendons and ligaments. So that's kind of cool. All right, anybody else? What about stuff that y'all have really enjoyed in this class? Anybody off the top of your head?
The elves from yesterday.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
All right, so I'm definitely into, we use a lot of technology stuff, and so I got an email about the elf yourself. Y'all have seen those, right? Where you put your head in a elf and they do this little song and dance. Well, anyway, so I did that with pictures that I have of these students, so it's a lot of fun. I think it's Office Depot or something like that, so when you're bored, check it out, Office Depot. Actually, I have one on the homepage of our website, the one that I did and showed them yesterday, so that was a lot of fun. Anybody else come up with any ideas for their question? You really enjoyed?
Doing CPR. Learning how to do CPR.
Are you guys, do you do CPR certification in Sports Medicine 1 or 2? Yes, in Sports Medicine 1 or 2 or? You do it in 2, so you guys are already CPR certified?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, very cool. So yeah, we did it at the beginning of the year because half of these kids in here are student trainers, so for them to work games, they have to be CPR certified, so we try to get that knocked out real quick. So very cool. And we actually had a student perform and use CPR outside of school right after we finished the lesson, so that's pretty cool for me to know that I was able to teach something, a skill that they use outside of class. So all right, so you got
we have a question for you guys.
Go ahead.
Chelsea said, what is your title?
My title? I'm the man. I am an athletic trainer and sports medicine teacher. So here at Pasadena High School, we have 2 athletic trainers. I am 2 of 2. Bill has been here for 30 plus years, and he was the first athletic trainer placed in a high school in Pasadena ISD. So he is referred to as Doc, and they typically just call me Jackson. And so,
Haxel.
Yeah, that works too because we're in a highly Hispanic area, so Haxel is right there. But I'm an athletic trainer, licensed athletic trainer. I am not nationally certified anymore. I let that go because of a choice that I made. So, does that answer your question, Chelsea?
Yes.
Yes? All right. And then I think we got one more.
Gabby said, do you guys learn from worksheets? And if you do, do you like learning this way?
Coloring?
No.
Coloring?
The coloring, yes.
Just the coloring, though.
The bones and ligaments.
Everything. I don't like to do any other worksheets other than the coloring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all the worksheet we do. All right, so how do you guys do that? How do you handle your very first, like, intro to the bones? Is it you put up a poster and say, trace it, or do you have, like, I use the anatomy coloring sheets. How do you guys introduce the anatomy so that they can draw it? And I know you said they draw it on the desk with shaving cream, but how do they get to that point to where they can draw it?
We do anatomy color sheets also.
So that's
cool. So we do anatomy color sheet, then we'll do a lecture of basic injuries or testing to that area. Then we do palpation lab and shaving cream in the same day, and then we'll do a skeletoxy.
All right, so, yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
They asked, to the students, do y'all go to any field trips?
To the football games.
To the football games.
We haven't this year. We plan to.
Oh, but, really?
Nice.
But we don't know.
Aww.
Because of all the testing that we have this year, they've kind of told us try not to do field trips during the day. And so that means I would have to do it on a weekend or after school. And
you should do it on a Saturday.
I don't,
not early.
I don't think field trips
but not early,
on a Saturday
like at 5.
Are usually a good idea. So. How about y'all? I know y'all go to the Lion program, which you go to elementary schools. Do y'all do field trips?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Who hasn't talked? So we've been to two orthopedic clinics that run very differently. One is for the basic population, and one is geared towards sports primarily. And then we will go to Memorial Hermann and Methodist in the spring to see a full hospital and the differences in the two different hospitals. And then we usually try to plan one fun field trip. So one year we went to Reliant Stadium. Last year we went to Body Works at Moody Gardens. And this year, we're not quite sure.
Hmm. So this year, you're not quite sure?
Yes. I'm trying to get us down into the dirt of the rodeo.
All right, so down into the dirt of the rodeo. That would be pretty cool. That'd be some crazy injuries. Of course, yeah, I'd probably go, and then there'd be nothing. Maybe mutton busting or something.
Students aren't necessarily interested in sports medicine or athletic training, so I try to gear each year's field trips based on what they want. So try to give them a variety of different health cares that they can go into, different healthcare professions.
I gotcha. That's a good idea. That's a larger reason that we do this podcast, because, you know, we've had firemen, we've had physical therapists, and college athletic trainers, and things like that, and so these kids kind of get to meet and talk to professionals in the sports medicine world. Last week we talked with a guy that is an injury analyst for fantasy football. So he's an athletic trainer at a school, but he also looks at fantasy football. So he's following the professional sports real close. So I mean, there are all sorts of different areas, but we'll have to find somebody that does rodeo. Get in contact on. That's a good idea. All right. So real quick. Springwoods, one of my students was asking, Springwoods High School is on the north side of Houston, right? North side of Houston?
No, we're west side of Houston, off of I-10, in between kind of like HISD, Katy.
Oh, what was the question you asked?
Are they bored because they can't see us?
Yeah, I understand it, and it would have worked, and I had it all up and running, and then it froze up. And so the computer just locked up, so I shut down.
It's okay, we're not pretty. No, I'm just kidding.
I am.
Jackson is beautiful.
Sorry, speak for yourself.
See, I have four different cameras, and we got a deal going so that you can switch between who's talking, but...
Is there only girls in that class?
Yes.
All right, so a question that my kids asked real quick. Obviously, you guys, this guy back here with the black shirt, the one that just said it was all girls, he's wearing shorts, right?
He looks down.
So you guys are allowed to wear, you know, shorts or whatever to school?
They're so lucky.
Our kids have to wear jeans or pants, basically, and then a polo.
Or Capri.
No,
oh, we can't wear them really?
No.
Oh. So they have to wear a polo or a spirit shirt, so like a Pasadena high school shirt kind of thing.
We really don't have a dress code. As long as the triangle area is covered, basically. So our students, usually if the straps are too little or if they're hanging out or their shorts are too short. But this year they actually allowed facial hair. So we have to
shave.
All right, so Crystal, you had a question. I don't think they heard you.
How many kids are in your sports medicine program?
In sports one, I have two classes of 25, so I have 50 students. And then in sports two, I have 12. And athletic training for us is completely separate. We have two class periods of athletic training, and we have 15 athletic trainers. Students, sorry, not professional, students.
What are your requirements to be in your student training trainer program?
And hang on real quick. I apologize that that question doesn't say student athletic trainer. That's a big thing, is everybody wants to be athletic trainer. And so Mike Vara got onto me for having the GHATS website not say student athletic trainer. It just said student trainer. So I apologize that she didn't ask student athletic trainer program.
So do you want me
that
to
was my fault. Yes, please receive it.
What are your requirements to be in your student athletic trainer program?
Great job.
Thank you very much, because I get on to my students for saying the T word. And we don't have athletes, we have patients. And we don't have a training room, we have a clinic. Because we don't train, we take care of. But our requirements to be an athletic training student, if they are a freshman already, then they will go through spring football and see if they can make it. Basically, we watch them for about a 48-hour period during practice to see if they can cut it. Our program is very strict, but when you graduate from our program, you should be at about a sophomore level college athletic training student. So you know how to work on your own, do insurance claims, call 911, find board by yourself. You name it, they can be self-sufficient. So we have a contract they sign. We have rules and guidelines. They're pretty expensive, though, so want the exact guidelines of how to make it into the SWAT program, I'd have to send it to you.
All right, SWAT program. You like that? Ooh. Spring Woods
SWAT.
Athletic Trainers. So you get it?
Oh, I got it.
Got it. All right. All right, so how, like, I've taught my kids the spine boarding before, and then I had a fireman come in, and he showed us how they do it. But have you ever had to spine board somebody?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
All right, so did you have, like, what part of that did you do? Because we had to, one student last year, but the EMS was right there, and they did everything.
Unfortunately, we had a football player that was face down in the middle of the field, and when Ms. Harrell, the head athletic trainer, and I got out there, trying to decide if we were going to spine board, once we decided she was at the head, I was at the chest, and the EMS that was on site did not spine board per how an athletic trainer is taught. So we were actually fighting to keep a helmet on, fighting to not have the patient sit up, to sit onto the spine board. You name it, these guys did not know what was going on. So from that point on, because I think Ms. Harrell and I kind of saw our license flash before our eyes, that someone else was going to injure our patients, we started teaching all of our students. So from now on, if it happens again, they will assist us and not EMS, because we know that our students know how to do it properly.
Huh. Yeah, that's good. Like I said, we haven't done it before, but, you know, or I haven't actually had a hand in spine boarding anybody before. So I just haven't been put in that situation, but I know we'll practice it at some point this year just so they have an idea, but that's real good. Have you guys thought about communicating with the regular EMS provider to, like, kind of discuss what you expect and what they expect?
Yes. We have contracts with two different. Our athletic director believes that you should have two ambulances on site at all times, so in case one leaves, and you obviously already have one there. So we kind of don't know who's going to show up to the draw. We'll have a quick talk with them before game time, but that's why we have taught our students that no matter where we are, Ms. Harrell and I both know that we could take care of it if we needed to without EMS.
All right, so at what grade or level do they learn that? Like, is that during two-a-days that they have to come up early or stay and learn that kind of stuff, or do y'all do that through the course of, you know, freshman year?
So they learn as soon as they're in the program. As an athletic training student, you get a crash course in everything. And then the majority of our athletic training students now have gone through the sports medicine program, and I give practicals during sports one. So a practical is physically going through the steps in front of me of how to splint a bone, how to do proper first aid, how to size crutches, how to spine cord, how to do an EAP, things like that. So if it happens on the field, they've not only been tested and taught by us on the field as an athletic training student, but then they've gotten the textbook, the detailed form in sports medicine.
All right, so we're going to switch modes back to the sports medicine class just a little bit.
How are your sports medicine classes different from each other?
I got a student that wants to answer.
Okay, I'm playing Miriam, and the difference between sports medicine one is it's a lot more Ms. Webb teaching us and us learning from her. And then for sports medicine two, whatever we learned in sports medicine one, we use it in sports medicine two. And basically we tell her what we want to learn, and also the information we learned, we would use it in Lion and teach the other kids. So it's basically mostly our responsibility to learn what we want to learn, educate ourselves.
I got you. So how many students were in your sports medicine one class?
It was around 18 students.
All right, so Ms. Webb, how many sports medicine one classes do you teach?
I teach two.
Two sports and then one sports medicine two?
Yeah.
So you have, like, I don't know, what, 50 or 60% loss of students continuing?
Yes, and the loss is seniors.
So you have seniors in sports medicine one?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so Miriam, real quick, what is the favorite thing that you have done in your sports medicine two so far?
In my, I would have to say, tough question. I mean, basically everything is really fun. There's nothing in here that's boring to me. I do like the fact that she sometimes shows us, like, videos about surgeries. I'm really into surgeries, and whenever she shows us that, she tells us what's going on, and, yeah, pretty much that's
okay. So surgery videos is probably one of your more favorite things?
Yes.
All right, very cool. We are... You guys have any more questions, Priscilla? Anything else from there?
Nope.
You guys have any other questions for me or for my students here?
That was their dismissal bell.
Oh, well then you guys can get out of there.
Bye.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
Bye.
I'm still here if y'all have questions.
All right, so Ms. Webb's class is dismissed, so it'll be just a little bit of noise, but we'll finish out there with Ms. Webb. All right, so you said the thing you're probably most proud of is the Lion program?
Yes, one of the projects that I'm proud of.
All right, where did you get the idea for that?
In college, I was told by one of my pre-med professors that every doctor would see one, teach one, do one. And that idea kind of always stuck with me, and that's how I've taught sports medicine. They see it, they do it, then they have to teach it to a partner or a group member or something like that. And with sports two, I really wanted it to be a continuation of sports one, but be able to help the community at the same time. So I thought, why not? We have an elementary school down the road. They should be able to teach the skills that they've learned for a full year to a fifth grader.
All right, and then you said you have a, do you drive the bus over there, or does the school provide a bus for you to take the kids?
The school provides the bus. So we have a technology center, so our students have the capability of getting a cosmetology license, welding, culinary arts, computer science, you name it, you can get it over at that center. And so there's a bus that continuously goes throughout the day taking kids to that center. And the elementary is on the way. And so we just kind of hitch a ride on the bus, which the school is only probably 4 blocks away, but I wanted to make a point that this program would work and that they needed to notice it. And now the district wants to implement it with every elementary school.
So with you guys in every elementary school or with each of the high schools in the district?
Well, right now I've been trying to get a second elementary school working with my high school students, so within our feeder pattern. That way, an elementary student that sees us in fifth grade will then see us again middle school, then will see us again in high school. So I actually have a sixth grader and 2 seventh graders that come over from the middle school as athletic training students because of seeing us their fifth grade year. So the district is wanting every high school to kind of implement it within their feeder pattern. It's kind of open right now to where if it's not an athletic trainer, maybe it's a health teacher, a coach, a nurse. It could be anybody. I was primarily pushing the medical profession so that the fifth graders learn basic skills of how to put a Band-Aid on, ice bags, things like that.
All right. Well, you guys have any final questions for Ms. Webb? I'm really, really interested in that program because our elementary school is literally across the street, like not even a block away. Or no, our middle school, our fifth and sixth grade. Yeah. Is right there. So that'd be cool for us to do that. And then
the elementary is right there too, though.
So I think I'll probably contact you more about the kind of how you went about doing that. I know we talked whenever we played each other, but I'd like to get some more specifics and details because that's something that I think they could really benefit, like you said, our kids and the community in a whole. So.
Oh yeah, if you guys want to see videos of kind of what it looks like when they teach or playing, I require all my high school kids to be involved. So whatever game it is, they have to come dressed out to do army crawl or dodgeball or whatever it is. And like Sam said, I think they've been really surprised how smart the fifth graders are. We were teaching first aid, and one of the kids asked why we weren't using a tourniquet, and my high school kids were stumped. So it's really neat to see them go, I don't know the answers to that, and it's coming from, you know, a 10-year-old.
Yeah, that's quite impressive. Did you say that you have videos online somewhere?
I have Animoto videos that we've made to present to the district because the district invited every fifth grade class this year to one of our home varsity football games. And our Lion kids actually came down to the sidelines to see what it was like for a varsity game for about 10 minutes and then went back into the stands. So I've been presenting on this for about 2 years. So I have videos of kids teaching, presentation videos, things like that.
Absolutely. I'll be getting in touch with you about that stuff. So it sounds like a really cool thing and to start looking into and planning. So I'm going to have to let these kids go to lunch as well. You guys have any final thoughts for Ms. Webb? Nope.
Thank you.
Gracias.
All right, well.
We should do it again.
Yeah. Definitely see what your schedule is, and then we'll look at doing it again sometime. Maybe we can get a microphone set up, and it'll be a little less noisy, and hopefully I'll get my computer set up so you guys can see us, because it is really cool when I have it all working right, but I don't know what was going on, so.
Yeah, I think my kids had lots of questions for your students regarding the athletic training program, sports, if they're involved in anything else, kind of the way it runs. They were kind of blindsided, realizing that the way I teach is not the way everyone in the entire world learns, so. That's not the lessons they actually receive.
Yeah.
So they had lots of questions. But yes, and I have a microphone. I was hoping it would work through my stereo system, but it's not.
That's okay. It's not a big deal. I know that, like I said, the last week they used the headset microphone and kind of just passed it in between people that were speaking, and so they cut down just on a lot of the wind noise. But I'm not in any way an expert in using Skype, so we'll just see what we can fit into your schedule and then go from there.
Okay, cool.
All right, so Kathleen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so I am solo right now. I'm still streaming live, still recording. And what I want to talk about before I close it out is the grant that yesterday the Pasadena Education Foundation came in and awarded me the big check. Of course, you can't see because my cameras aren't working. But the Education Foundation brought me a $3,100 check so that each of the five high schools could purchase an Xbox Kinect and a couple games and stuff like that. And so we're going to be able to use the Xbox Kinect to teach the students the future of rehab, and then also to use that to rehab student athletes to give a new tool to kind of encourage, to keep track of. And we're going to learn as we're doing there, and then we'll collaborate there. But the Education Foundation came through again, and specifically St. Luke's Hospital System sponsored this grant for the Education Foundation. They were the main sponsor. And so I definitely want to give a shout-out to St. Luke's Hospital System, the Patients Medical Center. Ms. Cheryl Willis is the one that came and presented on behalf of St. Luke's. So Education Foundation, again, thank you. St. Luke's, thank you. And my beautiful bride, Sarah, is at home listening now, I'm sure, and she is probably the biggest reason that I've been awarded so many grants, because I have a lot of good ideas, and I can communicate fairly well with people who know me, but people who don't know me don't always understand what I'm thinking or talking about, and so Sarah tends to translate my thoughts or flow of writing into a commonly understandable process. And so she is my editor-in-chief, and she is my beautiful wife. And I want to say, Sarah, thank you. And even if you're not listening live, then maybe you'll listen to the recorded version. But again, Sarah, thank you. And then if my son, Jonah Bear, if you're listening, I love you, buddy. All right, so if you want to contact us, our website is www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic-training. You can watch live almost every Wednesday, usually starting about 10:15 on Ustream, and joining the conversation there on the social stream or on the Today's Meet, depending on if I have students in here to moderate all those things. And then Twitter, PHS Sports Med, Google+, PHS Athletic Training, Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training. So for Miss Webb, the SWAT team there at Spring Woods, the Sports Medicine One Kids here, and Jeremy, that's a wrap.